Tom 2 Tango Mobile.
CT, KB4 CBA, how are you today, Rusty?
Oh, hello, David. Oh, I guess not bad. Had to go to the post office and pick up my medication that came in. Then had to go by a fellow's house. He left an antenna in a box on the porch for me, picked that up. And then I had to get a new battery for my thermometer because I couldn't take my temperature because it wasn't working. But other than that, I'm headed home, so I guess everything's good. Gonna cook a big old pot of chili for this afternoon. How about that?
Good. What time is dinner?
It's done, and I don't know when that is. It just depends upon how long I let it cook when I get it started.
Point in.
Well, I would have had no problem with that, but like I said, I start cooking. I'll put it on sometime in the next half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. Depends upon when I get ready to go in the kitchen and start doing it. And then I add my stuff slowly and let it cook slowly and everything so that, sometime in the middle of the afternoon, I'm not sure when, I'll have supper because I ate a very late breakfast. I was up and on the radio till about 2 o'clock this morning.
What band was that?
Well, I had checked into a net that's on 40 meters, the 3905 Century Club. I checked into their 40-meter late net. They have one that starts at midnight. The early net starts at 8 o'clock, and then the late net starts at midnight. So I set up for it. I hadn't worked it in a long, long, long time, so I decided I'd see who was on there last night and picked up a couple of new contacts and things like that. So, there were a few other stations on out there, but by that time, I was ready to call it quits because yesterday had been a long day, as they say. So what are you up to today?
I went out to the storage building in Traverse Rest and picked up a few things. I picked up, if you talk to Tom, KC4M, I've got his power supply that he wanted. I finally found it. And I set out some deep foggers that kill the spiders for my wife. She didn't like spiders. We're going to clean that thing out first of next week and quit using it so we don't have to pay for it every month. And we've got one in our backyard now, so we can use it.
Noisy there, unless that was my radio got noisy because it squelch had been turned, opened up instead of left down. But anyway, well, good luck on that. I got a building. I need to see about getting me another utility building. Mine has gotten damaged and waterlogged and everything else. I need to clean out what's there so I can actually put stuff in it and make it work like it's supposed to. So that's one of the things that's on my list of things to do is to see about building, getting materials and building my own storage building this time. And lay it out the way I want it. And I'd like to have gotten one of these pre-built ones, but I just don't have the funds for that right now. We'll just have to see what comes anyway. But I'm en route back to the house and grab me just a quick sandwich for a little bit, tide me over till I get supper ready.
I'm on Rutherford Road. There's some scratchy spots. Am I sounding okay now?
Oh, yeah. Much better. Much better.
It was at the beginning. It was tell Tom, KZ4M, if you talk to him, that I've got his power supply. He's been asking me about it. I told him I had it. I just couldn't find it. And it was up there in that storage building.
Yeah. Sometimes things get put away. Like I said, I got to build me a new storage building and decide what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it and all that stuff. That's one of the next things on my list of many things to do, you know?
I know that. My wife, she wants to redo the kitchen, redo rooms, put a deck out in the backyard, just to mention a few.
Like your honeydew list is growing again. she's had time to be at home and see all the things that need to be done, so she's now finding more stuff for you to do because she feels you're loafing too much, right?
Interfere when the sports club opens up again. It's not going to interfere with that. I can tell you that right now. I'm going to be on the course.
All right. But like I said, she probably thinks you've got too much loafing time right now, so she's trying to find all of these good things for you to do to keep you out of trouble.
How good they are, but they need to be done. I mean, I think the house is about 12 years old, and so is everything in it. It's the appliances have all been replaced. Washer and dryer and everything in the kitchen. The water heater, I'm not sure about. We haven't replaced it. I can't tell how old it is, but it's working good. And it's got a new AC system. It's about 2 years old, so new roof. So really, the house is in really good shape. I mean, otherwise, you know, it's just that, you know, traffic on the bathroom floors is just kind of warm out.
They're called home improvements, and I know what you're talking about. I got to do some things around my house. Of course, one of the first things I got to do is I got to get a new roof, and that's going to cost a little bit. And a guy I picked up the radio antenna from a while ago that I'm going to put up, the G5RV that he picked up last year at Shelby. He's got a metal roof on his house, and his antenna, his inverted V, comes down to the corners of his house, and it's over that. So you tell me he doesn't have one heck of a reflective system on that inverted V.
I guess so. Golly dang. Well, my brother-in-law, when they owned the house up in Maggie, the first one they had up there, they put a tin metal roof on it, and it really looked nice. I imagine those are probably more expensive than shingle roofs.
They sure last a whole lot longer. A whole lot longer. And he's had his on his house for over 25 years, and he's never had a problem with it, a leak or anything. And he says it sounds good when it's raining. Makes a nice tinny roof sound. So anyway. Well, David, I'm about to pull back into the yard down here and get back in the house and unload the stuff I picked up all around, and maybe get started on this, on what I'm going to fix for lunch. I'll have to, you know, what I'm going to fix for supper. Have to see what I do there. You have a good one. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s for now.
Sitting in the driveway here. I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so you have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day here. It looks like a nice day. And I'll say 73s, WUTT, KB4CBA, clear.